believe in everlasting love. I believe in the Lord. I believe in the power of God. I believe in the power of His word. I believe in His everlasting love. I believe in the Lord. I believe in the Lord.
Come on now.
If I stumble,
been there and done it.
I remember what I read in His word.
And then I rise up.
Come on.
And take a stand on what I heard. I believe in the power of God. I believe in the power of His word. I believe in His everlasting love. I believe in the Lord. I believe in the Lord. He is able to meet all of my needs,
and His power,
come on,
is working mightily in me. 'Cause I'm a believer, and His truth has set me free. I'm a believer, He has won the victory. I'm a believer, the devil is under my feet. I'm a believer. God has crushed the enemy. Oh, I'm a believer. And His truth has set me free. I'm a believer. He has won the victory. I'm a believer. The devil is under my feet. I'm a believer. God has crushed the enemy.
Praise You and we magnify You, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know about you all this morning. It's just so good to be free. I mean, to have the peace of God that passes all understanding. Just to be free and know, you know, that I don't have to worry. I don't have to be like everybody else seeking for stuff. That I can trust Him. You know, and then again, He blesses us with things. But I'm not seeking those things. As I seek Him, amen. Hallelujah. And I can just run this morning. Anybody ready to run? I know Pastor said you don't have to run, but if you feel like running, you can run. Amen.
The blind will see. To You the mute will sing. To You the dead will rise. To You all hearts will praise. To You the darkness flees. To You my heart sings. I am free.
I am free.
I am free.
I am free.
free. Because of you, my heart sings, I am free.
Yes, I am free.
Praise you, Father, that everybody needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Amen. Savior, you can move the mountains. You know that? Our God is mighty. You know, that's the message this morning, church. Not the stuff, not anybody else. It's our God. Amen.
Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Hallelujah.
So take me and you find me, all my fears and failures. Follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Savior, He can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation, rose and conquered the grave. Jesus
Savior,
conquered the grave. Savior, He can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Take me as you find me,
because that's what He wants to do today. So take me as you find me, all my fears and failures.
Now
fill my follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Savior, He can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. Author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, He can move the mountain.
Yeah. My God is mighty to save.
He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing
for the glory of the risen King.
Jesus,
shine your light and let the whole world see.
We're singing
for the glory of the risen King.
Listening on the radio, on the internet, here this morning, that you know that He's Savior. He's mighty. Mm-hmm. He's forever author, you know, forever. Glory to God. He's not going to throw us out. Isn't that wonderful? He's not going to throw us away just because we don't do everything perfectly, okay? If He's going to throw us away because we don't do everything perfectly, I'm the first one's going to go. Because you know what? Jesus was the perfect. I stand in His righteousness this morning. And because of that, He is my Savior. He is my Savior forever and ever, the author of my salvation. Amen. He is the author of my righteousness. So I can come to Him as I am with all my fears and my failures. I can come to Him, and you know what? I can hand them to Him, and He'll take care of them. Amen. Let's worship Him this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we praise You. We honor You this morning, Father God. Hallelujah. As we stand in Your presence and we worship You.
We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength.
We bow down.
We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He, and together we sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty, the earth God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory. Yeah.
We stand and lift up our hands. For the joy of the Lord is our strength.
We bow down.
We bow down.
Worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He.
And together we sing.
And everyone sings. Everybody sings.
Holy is the Lord
God Almighty.
The earth is filled with His glory.
Sing, and I heard it again, and I really felt impressed this morning. It's, you know, this thing about the Holy Ghost, and I'd been sharing that the Lord impressed on me one Sunday or one Sunday night that we got to get Him back into our lives, because, you know, we've kind of put Him in the background, but, you know, it's Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and we shouldn't think that it's not, may not be politically right or whatever to talk about the Holy Ghost. But I tell you what, without the power of the Holy Ghost in your life, you don't have anything. You don't have any strength. You don't have. It's not by might nor my power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord God, that your mountains are going to be moved. It's by the power of the Holy Spirit that this stuff's going to be out. And this song was, breathe on me, breathe on me. Holy Ghost power, breathe on me. Yesterday's gone. And today I'm in need. Holy Ghost power, breathe on me. You know, I can't live on what I had yesterday. And there's a lot of people doing that. You know, and they wonder why they get dry and why they're not, you know, they just don't feel the power of God in their lives anymore. Because they're trying to live on what they got when they got saved. Or they're trying to live on what they got when they got baptized in the Holy Spirit. Or they're trying to live on what they got last week. I tell you what, relationship with God is renewed day by day by day. So this morning, our prayer is, breathe on me again, okay? It goes, breathe on me, breathe on me, Holy Ghost power, breathe on me. Yesterday's gone, today I'm in need. Holy Ghost power, breathe on me.
Come on, do that again.
Breathe on me, breathe on me. Holy Ghost power, breathe on me. Yesterday's gone, today I'm in need. Holy Ghost power, breathe on me.
Rain on me.
Rain on me. Rain on me.
Holy Ghost shower.
Holy Ghost showers. Rain on me. Yesterday's gone, today I'm in need. Holy Ghost showers. Rain on me.
Burn on me. Come on.
Burn on me. Burn on me.
Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost fire. Burn on me. Yesterday's gone. Today I'm in need. Holy Ghost power. Burn on me.
Breathe on me.
Breathe on me.
Breathe on me.
Holy Ghost power. Breathe on me.
Oh, yesterday's gone.
Yesterday's gone. Today I'm in need. Holy Ghost power, breathe.
Holy Ghost shower.
Holy Ghost shower, rain on me.
Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost fire, burn on me.
Hallelujah.
Holy Ghost power, breathe.
Hallelujah. I thank you, Almighty God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord spoke to me a little earlier, and he said, son, he said, I want you to tell the people they need to get ready.
Amen.
They need to get ready. Now, he wasn't saying you need to get ready to meet him because you're not ready. He said, son, you tell them that they need to get ready for a restoration. They need to get ready for a new reviving. Because Amen. he said to me, and I'm passing this on as a word from the Lord, that there is going to be a restoration of things that we used to experience. And the reason why there's been a silence or a I can't think of the word. The reason why we just haven't seen it happen is because we just got used to it. And it just kind of... Now, I know this is kind of pretty straightforward, but do you kiss your spouse as often as you did 20 years ago when you got married? Does it still excite you to hug them? Or is it just, well, you know, I mean, they know how I feel. But the Lord says, begin to change the mind of the way you think, because he's going to visit you with experiences. It's not just going to be, well, I love the Lord and I thank you, Lord, and I'll see you someday in heaven. We're going to start seeing things revived in the services. We're going to see a new stirring up of the Holy Spirit. But it's not going to be something that's just going to, one Sunday we come in here and bam, everything's going on at once. He said, prepare yourselves. Prepare yourselves to experience what I bring to you.
Amen.
And focus on me. You know, we sometimes commit our time. Okay, I'm going 9:30, 11:30, I'm gone. Give the Lord 2 hours. It'll be nice. But God says He's about to start doing some things that are going to be life changing. So, get ready. Get ready and start to expect. Start to expect. And it can be in any area that God chooses. Some, one day it may be He just decides to come in here with healing powers so strong that another time a prophetic spirit may take over.
Amen. Amen.
Speak to you. Spirit of praise take hold. But I'm expecting it because God said it.
Yeah.
And He said, son, and to be honest with you, He said, I've had to revive you too. And I'm putting strength back in you. I'm putting more vitality back in you because I know, son, that you have held on. And the time of just holding on is over.
Amen. Amen.
It's a time to be equipped to go.
Amen.
It's a time to come. In all the aspects that the Lord invited us. He who comes to me, I'll in no wise cast out. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. Come unto me, you who are thirsty, and drink of the water of life. And then we go out and we tell people, hey, God wants you to come. Just like you are. Just like you are. And then they encounter the presence of God. Hallelujah. Amen. We have a prayer list here this morning, and I know there's a name or two that I don't think's on here. But in the prayer list this morning, we're going to pray for Shirley.